TV critic David Bianculli says his job is time-consuming enough just keeping up with all the new shows on TV. Yet he keeps losing more hours and getting more excited by a lot of the old shows as they come out on DVD.
I've been a TV critic since before there was beta. So when it comes to television, I'm an old dog who isn't impressed by many new tricks. But I'm telling you, the DVD format is the real deal. On the hardware side, it's getting cheaper every month to buy a DVD player. And on the software side, which is much more important, the people who put these things together are getting very smart, very fast. The small size of the discs, their large storage capacity, and the increasingly impressive packaging and bonus materials make DVD box sets the perfect format for TV fans. I've said this before, but each time I round up a batch of the new DVD releases and work my way through them, I get more excited. You can see the learning curve at work in a big way. Manufacturers are finding out what consumers, and especially a show's diehard fans, want, and are giving it to them. Universal, which owns about half the TV shows on the planet, just made its first foray into the DVD arena. One box set features the entire first season of the 1970s cop series Beretta, whose star, Robert Blake, currently is facing murder charges. The other, more impressive set is the first season of Law & Order, a show that premiered in 1990 and is still running 12 years later with an entirely new cast. You get 22 episodes on 6 discs, including the controversial Life Choice episode about a bombing at an abortion clinic. The shows, with Michael Moriarty, George Zunza, and Chris Noth, are fascinating to see, especially in order. And though Universal skimps on the extra material, a 15-minute documentary on the creation of Law & Order does allow series creator Dick Wolf a chance to tell some good stories, including one about the show's cinema verite signature look.
It was all very, very carefully planned in the terms of looking like real film, almost news footage, not cleaned up. As a matter of fact, when the show was sold to NBC, finally, I was called over by Brandon Tarkoff, who was laughing, and we had to go down to the head of technical services, who said that this show was not of broadcast quality, because it was the negative was terrible and there were scratches. And I said, yeah, that was all very deliberate. He said, well, we don't broadcast stuff that looks like this at NBC. And Brandon was the one who said, no, it looks great. Run it.
Other recently released sets are more generous with the extras added for DVD. The second season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer from Fox is just as valuable for its alternate audio tracks, with creator Joss Whedon and others, as it is for the delightful programs themselves. Another Fox set, with the complete first season of The Mary Tyler Moore Show, has a full-length behind-the-scenes documentary as part of its extras, and executive producer James L. Brooks is as entertaining here, with his backstage stories, as he is on his box sets of The Simpsons. If you're a fan of nature documentaries, you'll be stunned by the visual quality of two BBC video releases, the complete sets of The Blue Planet and David Attenborough's The Life of Birds. And the BBC is very savvy when it comes to fan-based shows, where the term fan comes very close to veering into fanatic. It's got a new Doctor Who box set compiling every episode featuring Tom Baker, the most famous Doctor Who, and has new commentary for every single adventure, along with pop-up production notes. Speaking of fans, at least one DVD set about to be released owes its very existence to a demand established at a fan website. Pre-orders are being taken right now on Amazon.com and about a dozen other places for the complete set of that wonderful series starring Claire Danes, My So-Called Life. My absolute favorite current recent DVD release is the complete first season of 24. What a great way to catch up or collect a show that told a single storyline over 24 episodes in as many hours. You can watch it when you want, as much as you want, then stop. If you've got a recent DVD player, it'll even remember where you left off. And of all the extras offered by all the current DVD sets, the one on 24 is the neatest. In order to preserve the secrecy of the first season finale when it was filmed, and what happened to the family of Kiefer Sutherland's anti-terrorist agent Jack Bauer, the producers of 24 shot two different endings, very different endings, and the box set provides both of them. What could be better than that? Well, believe it or not, an answer to that very question is only a few weeks away. Next month, HBO Video is releasing a complete box set of its 10-part miniseries Band of Brothers. It's a set that's packaged so beautifully and has so many extras, especially for those who want to appreciate and understand the actual history of the World War II events being dramatized, that it pushes the DVD box set to a new personal best. If you're still waiting to get a DVD player, stop waiting. This is the time to buy. And it isn't another Betamax.
David Biancooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.